최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간이죠. Headline Korean. Keep yourself educated, updated on the latest issues as we talk about more fake news. 이번에는 허위 정보 중에서도 코로나19 관련한 허위 사실이 엄청 많았잖아요. So we want to know what kind of fake news you guys have heard about coronavirus, this COVID-19 situation. 여러분은 코로나나 뭐 가짜 뉴스 보신 적 혹시 있으신가요? 어떤 내용이었나요? 오늘의 기사 제목이 이렇습니다. 정부 코로나19 관련 가짜 뉴스, 허위 정보 신속 엄정 대응인데요. Government, quick and strict response to fake news and false information related to COVID-19. I mean, as we talked about before, I mean, people in America were drinking bleach, which is so bad for your health. I mean, that's detrimental. It could be very severe and could, you know, who knows, lead to death. And for these people to come out and spread these, you know, disinformation, they should be held accountable. So let's break down this article. 정부 means government. 관련된 means related to. If it's related to something, you can say 코로나 관련된, in relation to the COVID-19 and such and such. So 가짜 we talked about is fake news. Fake news, 가짜 news, we can call it 허위 정보, also false information. 신속하게, quick in response. 대응 means response. 엄정 is to have a strict response to these false news spreaders. So the authorities announced that they would quickly and strictly respond to the recent increase in fake news and false information related to COVID-19. Now, the sad thing is that this is not only in the U.S. This is spread all over the world, that even here in Korea, even if it's made in, you know, Europe or the United States or Australia, news spread around. They get translated. And so people think, you know, if the U.S., they're drinking bleach, then maybe we should drink bleach over here in Korea. But that is not the case. Now, the head of the Quarantine Prevention Headquarters said that there are criminal matters such as the distribution of fraud, gambling websites disguised as checking whether you've contacted the COVID-confirmed person. So they're actually selling the personal information of the visitor's list. Also, there were cases with fake news with no scientific basis, such as claiming salt from a certain region has effective properties in curing the coronavirus, which is not proved and definitely not the case as well. So the Korea Communications Commission said that it has deleted and blocked 200 false and manipulated information online. And they've checked 50 cases in broadcasting and warned 5 of them and gave advice to 38 of them. So they're really breaking down on this and getting these facts straight so that the community, the people, the entire nation won't get the wrong information and treat their bodies or their health poorly. So again, he said that the police agency is tracking and arresting not only the first producers of the fake news, but also the middle distributors for malicious and systemic false information. He added that creating unfounded fear or spreading false information is not helpful to our society, and pleaded that citizens should believe information from authorities and medical fields. We'll leave you guys with a song. Here is 인순이 거위의 꿈.